Welcome to Just Rashad Geek Out. My name is Rashad, and I don't have time to introduce my co-host because we have E3 news.
We have tons of E3.
So much news.
Like, days worth of... In fact, we're so far behind on the news that this podcast is probably going to, like, last for 8 days.
No, it won't, folks. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, the exact length of E3. That's how long this podcast is going to last.
No, I don't have that kind of time.
I'm just kidding.
No, so we're gonna... You're not.
You're right, I'm not. So
you would if you could.
I would if I could. I would talk about E3 all day, every day. But...
Only thing I can talk about all day, every day is Star Wars.
I suppose.
Because I love Star Wars.
Well, there's plenty of stuff to talk about with Star Wars.
Actually, I think there's only one thing, and that's like the Rogue One reshoots, which every time I go online is like, oh my god, the movie's a disaster, blah, blah, blah. They're doing reshoots, which... Actually, so I actually did some research on this, and pretty much any movie that doesn't have like a super small budget has money budgeted for reshoots.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much just... I won't say, it's more or less mandatory. Like, you have a budget, even if you don't plan on doing reshoots, they make you budget reshoots. And more than likely, you're going to do reshoots, even if it's something small.
I'm pretty sure that most movies do at least a little reshooting, even if it... I think the problem with Rogue One is that a lot of people are saying it's a ton of reshoots.
40%.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I heard 40%.
If that's the actual number, if that's the actual amount of the movie that they're reshooting, that is horrible news. That's not good news. That's, like, a legit reason to be concerned.
But some of our reasons kind of made me... I don't know if it made me feel better. It kind of made sense. So they were saying, because I can't remember the director's name, but he originally said when he started doing this, is he said it's going to be a war movie. He's like, I'm going to put the war in Star Wars. So
fair.
Well, I'm kind of hearing from sources I always follow that are seen usually legitimate, is that basically it's a little bit too dark for them. It's, like, a little bit too much of a war movie, and they want something a little bit... I mean, it's Star Wars, right? They want to appeal to everyone. They want, like, the... 10-year-olds, the 50, like, they want the whole range of fans to be able to go, so. It sounds like maybe it's just too dark, they want to, like, lighten up a little bit, which could still be good.
Yes, it could, but... I mean... 40%, though? I mean, what are they just adding? Are they just adding, like, jokes? And... No, I mean, what are they doing? Like...
Star Wars Rogue One, now with 40% more jokes.
Do they have a Wookiee doing stand-up? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's probably, like, a Louis C.K. and a Wookiee put up just doing stand-up.
You know what?
I love the movie.
That'd be amazing.
You watch that?
Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched
Just Louis. Like a Wookiee just doing stand-up in the middle of a movie?
Dude, I like Louis anyway, so yeah, I probably would watch it. Especially if he's just sitting there making, like, Wookiee noises. That'd make me really happy. We should tweet at him, at Louis C.K., please get in a Wookiee costume and just do stand-up in Wookiee language.
I would drive to New York to watch that.
That would be pretty legit, right?
It would be.
I'm down for it. Well, but, I don't know. I mean, like, how do you make something lighter besides making it more jokey or adding a horrid character like Jar Jar Binks to it?
That's true.
Which I think is what a lot of people are concerned about, is it's going to get a little too kiddish. Like, I know you want it to be, like, family-friendly. I know you want it to appeal. Yeah, family-friendly. But you can make something family-friendly and not make it, like, a straight-up cartoon. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the biggest worry is just that if you want to make a war movie and they're like, well, no, you should make this kind of movie, like, they start going against this vision, I feel like that might kind of ruin the movie in the long run.
Well, it could. That's the thing, is, like, usually when they go against the director, that's when bad things happen. And we've seen that happen many times before. I mean, look what happened with Spider-Man 3. I mean, even with Age of Ultron, you know, Joss Whedon had to fight a lot of things in that, too. And I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't really come out for the better when the studio gets too hands-on. I think they should just trust the director and trust the people they hired. But
you won't want to, but I guess when you have this much money involved.
I guess, but I mean, like, most of them don't even know what they're talking about, though. I mean, like, most studio execs are just like, well, this is what appeals to this demographic. And they just have, like, charts, and all they've got are numbers. They don't actually know what the people want. They have somebody telling them the statistics on it, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're correct. And that's how movies get ruined, is when they start putting way too much of that crap into it instead of going with the feeling, instead of creating their... or trusting their creative forces that they have hired. Yeah.
Or, like,
that's,
in my opinion, Age of Ultron, where clearly someone in the studio is like, hey, you need to set these other movies up.
Well, I didn't even think that was necessary.
Yeah, no, it was. I was like, really, guys?
They're already set up.
Yeah. It's like, this is movie number 12. I don't think you need any more setup for the future.
You don't need any more setup.
You're good.
Yeah, I think some people just get a little heavy-handed with it.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need that in Star Wars. I mean, if people are going to see a Star Wars, if they're going to see a Star Wars movie, they either have, like, basic information of it. Who doesn't know about Star Wars? I mean, you can tell somebody going, okay, this is when this movie takes place, okay? So if you've seen these movies, you don't even have, they don't even have seen the prequels. We could just, like, pretend those don't even exist, which is what most of us do. And then they could still see this movie without even seeing A New Hope, right?
Yeah.
So they would be safe. I'm just saying, trust the audience, trust the director, all them.
All them people.
All them people. I'm trying to think of, like, oh, screenwriter. That's what it is.
Oh.
What's that word? It's just, like, sitting right there on the top of my head.
Top of your pointy head.
If it was at 40%, I don't think I'd be quite so concerned, but that's a legitimate number.
Yeah, but then it's like, is that really the number, the percentage, 40%?
I mean, that could be somebody being a little dramatic.
Yeah.
That could be fanboys just freaking out on the internet, which is also prone to happen.
Yeah. So, like, first, it's just the fact they were doing reshoots. Like, oh, they're doing reshoots. I'm like, every movie does reshoots.
Every movie does reshoots. That's no reason to panic.
Avengers did reshoots, remember?
Yeah. I do remember.
You got that awesome shawarma scene out of it.
We have the most beautiful movie ever made. Well, one of them.
Really? The most beautiful movie?
One of them, yeah. Okay, tell me that movie's not almost... That movie is perfect. I have zero complaints with that movie.
Yeah. So I've seen it a lot, so I don't know if it's just because I've seen it so many times. I was literally watching it, like, every day for a while.
Rashad watched the Avengers every single day for, like, a year and a half.
Not a year and a half.
2 years.
Was it 2 years?
2.5 years.
It was, like, every day for, like, maybe a couple of months, and then every week, once a week, and then, like, once a month, and then I kind of weaned off.
Listen, this is a safe place, like you always tell me. Nobody is judging you if you're watching Avengers every single day.
I didn't watch it every day for a year and a half. That's crazy.
Is it?
A little bit, yeah. Because it's like a 2.5 hour movie.
It's not 2.5 hours.
Isn't it?
No, it's like 2.
Yeah.
It may not even be exactly 2, but...
Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of Batman vs. Superman.
That's what you're thinking of. The endless cycle of... Ugh. That's what that is.
All right, Jessica, let's get into some E3 news.
Yeah, do you want to do the E3 trailer park?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with the trailer park. And so, of course, with E3...
I'm sorry, real quick. It's two hours and 23 minutes. I thought so.
Avengers?
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about that. Okay, Batman vs. Superman is probably almost exactly the same time. That movie feels twice as long as Avengers. Avengers feels like it's 15 minutes long. That's how good that movie is.
It's... BVS is 10 minutes longer.
I was so right. The thing is like, you're so wishing for Batman vs. Superman to be over that you feel every single minute of that 2.5 hours. But Avengers, it's just like this beautiful flowing thing that's just going naturally. And you're like, I could watch this movie all day. Yeah. You don't feel that with Batman vs. Superman.
The beginning of the third act, like the battle for Manhattan, I do get a little bored.
And
having
them
fall asleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm very...
So it's just a slow moment right before the action starts where I'm just kind
of
like...
Are you talking about like the scene with Tony and Loki? That's like one of the best scenes ever. He throws him out the window. He's just like, I've had enough of your shit, human, out the window
like,
with you.
After the Hulk fight until the Hulk reappears, I kind of just like...
I can't even deal with you right now.
Sorry.
I think you've been spoiled by Civil War.
I think I may have just seen the movie too much. Like honestly, I think I watched it so much and now it's just kind of like...
It's...
As soon as there's a lull, I lose my
interest. I actually went like a year without watching it, and then I watched it, and I had forgotten how much I loved it. Like, every minute of it, how much I loved it. So when I went back and rewatched it, I was like, I love this movie. It's probably something you should only revisit, like, every year or so. And you'll love it much more. You know?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I am right. As I am with most things. I'm so humble. Are you ready to do the trailer park?
I am.
You are just, like, so quiet. And I'm like, are you even paying attention to me?
No, I'm not paying attention. I had a drink before we started.
Oh, so you are drunk.
Not drunk. Like
A drink.
Like a responsible adult.
I'm teasing you, old man. You are more than welcome to have a drink. I'm having coffee. Oh my god, what was that?
Nothing.
Did you just fall down?
Oh my god, you're so not slick. I could have edited that out, but now you talk about it. They'll be like, what just happened? There's a weird skip in the show. God damn it, Jessica. Buzzball.
Oh, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good. I'm gonna write down the time on the phone call. 39:17. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh God, it's never gonna go away. All right, I think I'm good.
Oh, okay. What the fuck is happening right now?
I don't know. This is all your fault.
You okay. Say 39 minutes?
Yes!
We're already 39 minutes into this?
We haven't even...
Oh, no, that's a phone call. We're only like...
Yeah, okay, that's the phone call. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I forgot. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're fine.
All right, Trailer Park. Let's talk about some E3 trailers that we got. Buddy?
Yeah.
You want to start?
No, you start.
All right. So the first one I want to talk about is Mass Effect Andromeda,
mm-hmm.
which I knew they were going to release a trailer at E3. This one is didn't get as much gameplay as I wanted to see.
Was there gameplay?
There's a little bit.
When?
Just a little. Yeah. Very little. Most of it was cinematic and most of it was behind the scenes. But I think the game looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very, of course, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Like, character designs look amazing. It looks almost like a completely different universe, but not at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's very, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
It looks great. They're using a Frostbite engine. So.
God, it looks amazing. It just, like, the character designs look amazing. Like, that one Asari that you see.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, cute and smiling, and I'm like, oh, God, she's so cute.
Here's the thing, right? Is that from the game or is that cinematics? Because
that's probably. I mean, okay. Here's the thing. I wonder if it's like a cutscene, but like when you interact with the characters, you know?
Because
like it's like within Dragon Age, like when you go to talk to a character and you have a scene with them, it kind of brings up a close up of that person, and then you're talking back and forth. But it's still within the game. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, so I'm wondering if that's how that's going to really work, but a little bit, it's just going to be a little bit clearer as in this game. The new ship looks amazing. I believe it's called the Tempest. It's very broad ship. Doesn't look like, it's not as streamlined as the Normandy.
So. Yeah.
I am going to miss that, I think, but,
you just get more ship to explore.
I think the main character's name is Ryder. It looks like Cannon is female, so there is that.
Good. No more complaining from you.
I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to get my hands on this game. Like, there wasn't as much gameplay as I really wanted to see, because it was only very tiny, because they're still keeping a lot of that under wraps, because the game doesn't come out till next year. But I can't wait. I just cannot wait. I know this game is going to be freaking amazing. There's no way it can't be good.
No.
Are you excited about it? Did you see all that motion capture they were doing, though?
I did.
Like, oh, God. I was just, like, losing my mind.
I think I'll be more excited when I see actual gameplay.
I do want to see. That's the thing about trailers. It's like, well, game trailers. It's like, if you don't show me gameplay, it's like, I'm kind of nervous, but. Because, I mean, you can show people cinematic crap all day, and you're like, oh, this looks amazing. I'm like, yeah, but that could just be a cutscene. That's not necessarily the game. I mean, they could show you that shit all day and sell that off as the game, and that's not actually what's going to happen when you get there. So,
yeah, there's that. It has happened before.
Yeah, but it was a lot more that we got to see than what we had originally gotten. So, I'm just stoked for a new Mass Effect, bro. can't wait. I really can't. So,
I won't be excited.
I'm sure you will once you see the
trailer.
The actual gameplay trailer, I think.
Yeah, the gameplay, yeah.
I didn't got it. but there is, okay. This is not usually in my wheelhouse, so we're going to go a little off of my comfort zone, but that Battlefield 1 gameplay trailer?
Right?
Holy shit. That game is blowing my mind.
I've been excited about a first-person shooter since Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I've never been excited about a first-person shooter.
I was really into Call of Duty. Like, when Modern Warfare came out, I was so excited. I haven't felt that way since, but I was like, I watched 14 minutes of gameplay, and I was like, there's a thing with, like, a Zeppelin, and the Zeppelin crashes, like, in the battlefield, and, like, blows up, crushes the buildings.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucking amazing. Like, it's
I mean, not only is it beautiful, but the game mechanics look a lot more, like, very smooth. It looks very original, like you're in World War One, so it's, like, a completely different world than most people are. Because they don't normally cover that in a war game. You're usually sticking with, you know, either modern stuff or World War Two. But this shit looks amazing. Like, there's just so much different stuff you could do. Like, did you see that shit with the horses and the train?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I was, like, losing my mind. I was like, this shit is unbelievable. But like, it just... I've never been excited about a game like this, ever. But this trailer and, like, seeing all the gameplay for that, I just might actually try it out. And I can't even imagine what the multiplayer is going to be like. I mean, it looks just freaking amazing.
It does. Yeah, I was like, I actually get this, like, the day it comes out, which I never do.
I mean, if you guys haven't seen it, you need to go watch that trailer, because you're going to lose your mind, because it's...
I wouldn't even say a trailer. Like, the gameplay video was just, like actually gameplay, watching them play, I was like, what
the fuck? Well, they've got the actual trailer, and then they've got, which has gameplay in it, which is mostly gameplay, but then they've also got, you know, they've got footage of the gameplay that you can watch as well from E3, so definitely check it out, because it is worth it. You will lose your mind. And it just looks, oh God, I can't even describe it, how good it looks. You just gotta watch it. Gotta check it out. I really want to play this game. And I hate first-person shooters. So that speaks very highly, I think.
It's such a strong word.
I really don't like them, though. They usually bore me very quickly. But this seems like it's gonna hold my interest. At least a little bit. I say that now. Wait till I play it, and I'll let you know. When's it come out? Next year? I didn't write that down.
Probably no time soon.
Yeah, you say that, but I think it's probably going to be closer to Christmas.
62% of the games introduced last year at E3 did not come out.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Like, I think 38% of the games at E3 last year were released. Of those, I think only 5% were released before the year ended. The year of E3 ended. So, yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be 32% released this year.
Well, I can tell you one that's being released this year.
What's that?
Dishonored 2.
Oh.
Did you like that little segue? It's very nice.
Pretty good.
Very smooth. Okay. But that game is coming out in November, and they had a ton of gameplay videos and cinematic videos for it at E3, and it blew my mind. Like, some of the kill screens and the kill shots, I was losing my shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I cannot wait to play this game. I cannot wait. Sneak, 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 stab. Sneak, 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 jump down, stab. I can't wait to do it. And you get to choose between Corvo or Emily. Like, you can play either one of them. Or I don't know if you can bounce back and forth in the game, but you can pick one or the other when you start the game.
Like, you just pick one, and like, they both have their own kind of...
Probably have their own storyline.
Yeah.
I'm sure it differs, because you know... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's probably similar a lot, but yeah, it's probably like this. Yeah, it's probably little differences there.
Yeah, because like in the first game, like the choices you make do alter like how your ending plays out. So, of course, it's Bethesda, so of course it does.
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you.
Because they have to play it twice.
And I got a shitty ending, but I was okay with it. Yeah, that's why you play it twice. I'm looking at you, Witcher.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. Every Dragon Age game. But those are BioWare games. But, like, games like that, you know. But Dishonored 2 looks really good. It's beautiful. The gameplay looks legit. It looks really fun. It looks really fast-paced. Looks much quicker than the first one, I would say. So it'll probably take some getting used to, but once you get the mechanics of it down, you're gravy.
Yeah, anytime I play a sneaky game, I'm always, like, really slow about it. Like, I put way too much thought into it.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point of those games. Sneaky kills are fun, though, because, like, you feel like you've actually achieved something. Like, yeah, I could go in and mow them all down, but it's, you know, if I sneak and kill this guy and then hide his body and don't alert everybody else,
Yeah. Sometimes the amount of time you have is short, you're just trying to kill them real fast, just blow through it.
And then sometimes it gives you unnecessary anxiety, so. And you're just like, oh god, I have to hide the body. But, yeah, I can't wait to try it. And it comes out in November. It's like right in time for my birthday. So happy birthday to me. Yay! You won't see me for like 3 weeks.
What? You better get your ass online.
Actually, I think I finished the first game in like 4 days because I got it the week I was off for my birthday. And I did nothing but play that game for like 4 days. And I beat it pretty quickly. But can't wait. It looks amazing. Very exciting. There's tons of other trailers we could talk about, but we don't have the time.
No, because there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff coming out. I mean, Sony and Nintendo both had their conferences today.
Although, you ever play Last of Us?
No, because I don't have a PlayStation.
No. You ever play any of those games where it's like you're kind of escorting someone through?
No.
It's like you're the character. Oh. I was going to say, because that new God of War trailer, kind of like that. Like, watch this trailer. He's got, like, a son with him. They're hunting, and they encounter monsters. Which, me personally, if I'm hunting with my son, I encounter monsters. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to take you back to the house. Let's get out of here, because there's monsters. So you're probably going to die. No, not him. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, you know what?
Take your son home.
How old is this son?
Man, I'm not big good with ages. I don't know.
You could John Winchester it up and just teach them how to kill stuff from an early age.
And that's what he was doing, but the kid clearly wasn't into it. Like, he's obviously not ready.
Well, you know, sometimes life is hard. You just gotta make them do it.
I agree.
But, no, I haven't played that. I did want to talk about that Friday the 13th trailer. Did you watch that trailer?
I did.
Okay. I'm gonna play the shit out of that game when it comes out.
So
it comes out.
We were just talking about that.
It comes out in the fall, too, so that game looks like it's going to give me horrible anxiety and possibly nightmares, but it looks really fun. Like, just the, I mean, because you can switch between, you can play Jason or you can play the camper. So if you're Jason, you get to go around and kill everything, which sounds fun, of course. But then if you're the camper, you have to evade Jason. And it looks like when you go into, like, buildings and stuff, you have to, like, set up, you know, try to lure him out so that he doesn't find you. And then if he finds you, of course, he kills you. But I don't think I could do the camper stuff because, like, you know, when he gets close and you hear that music start to play and you're just like, no.
Can't it's play. Just like I said, you need someone there with you while you're playing just to watch your back.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could handle that. But I think running around being Jason, and I like, you know what I liked about that, though, is, like, when he's walking, he's slow. He's, like, slow the whole time. Like, he can do, like, little teleporting and stuff because you know how Jason's, like, you know, just like a ghost, basically. But I love that he's just slow. He's just walking. And then, like, the camper's like, rah! Like, running off. And you're just like, nah, I'll get you eventually. I love that. I think slow it looks really fun. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I think it'll just be fun. Like, it may not be, like, the best game, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to play. I mean, it's probably not going to be, like, something that I'm going to play for weeks or months on end, but I think for the novelty of it, plus, it was still, like, a very early trailer for it, so.
Yeah. And, folks, if you didn't hear our podcast last week or 2 weeks ago, we covered the Friday the 13th 1989 game version.
Yes.
Coincidentally, we had no idea. It was a total coincidence, but.
Yeah,
they did. You want to hear about that game.
Yeah, they did a Kickstarter for this new game, and it'll be available on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation, so.
I didn't know it was a Kickstarter.
Yeah, it was like a, like. They did a Kickstarter campaign to raise the funds for the game. So it's completely self-funded by the fans. Yeah. So, which is pretty cool. Yeah. It's not, you know. So I don't know, man. I respect that, independent gaming. Yeah. That's not, sometimes you get really good games out of that. So
yeah.
Don't knock it before you try it.
No, I'm laughing at you when you're whatever that was. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
I know. That's okay.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I guess I'll just have to stab you. Jason style. So that's the only trailers I had.
Yeah, same here.
I just wanted to talk about some more, because there's plenty.
Not really.
Okay. I don't know if you've watched any from today, but I kind of avoided the PlayStation stuff just because I don't have a PlayStation, and a lot of their games are strictly for PlayStation. So, like the new Spider-Man game and all that. I watched very little about that. So, did you see that game with Norman Reedus as the main character?
Where he's naked?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What's that trailer about? I'm like, I don't understand anything that's happening. I'm like, what is this game about?
It's Hideo Kojima. I wouldn't worry about what it's about, all right?
So vague. So vague.
Yeah. You're going to play it, and you'll be really into it. They're going to be like, wait, I'm confused, and you just have to go with it.
I'll just have to trust it then, because I was just like, what is this baby he's holding? What's happening? Nobody knows. So anyway, buddy, you want to move on into the news? The E3
yes.
news? Yes. All right, hit it.
Are you at all interested in the new Battlefront they're talking about?
No. The new Star Wars Battlefront?
Yeah. Which is a shame, because I love Star Wars. I'm just like, yeah.
I'm not really interested in any of the Star Wars games they're putting out. Because EA
actually, so they showed a few different things. They showed the new Battlefront.
Yes.
One of the games they showed was the SWTOR Star Wars The Old Republic MMO, which I don't know why, because they're not doing shit with that game. Like, they haven't made any new, they haven't made any significant new material for it, so I don't know why they're showing it. And another one was a game I have not seen before. It was clearly a new game they're working on. It kind of looks like an adventure game. It looks kind of like your old KOTOR.
Well, what they're supposed to have is they get the new Battlefront coming out. They have a new narrative action game. They have a new third-person action game. And then they're supposed to have a VR game, which I heard you're supposed to be piloting an X-Fighter, is what I heard VR was.
So it's TIE Fighter, X-Wing again?
Yeah, X-Wing.
Yeah, right. I got that on Steam for like $2. No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to play a VR Star Wars game, I want Jedi powers. You know, I want a lightsaber. I don't want to fly anything.
Anakin flew, and he had Jedi powers, so.
I don't know shit about Anakin Skywalker until he starts Vader.
You don't care about his struggle with sand? And no one respecting him?
His alleged struggle with sand.
Yeah, his alleged struggle with sand.
I have a hard time caring about Anakin Skywalker until he becomes Darth Vader. It takes him slaughtering a temple full of children.
Yeah, that sounds about right for you, actually.
But, if we're going to go down this path, we're just going to go ahead and say that those movies were poorly casted, and had they actually worked on it, we would have had an interesting Anakin Skywalker. Not this whiny little baby man. Who was just constantly, oh, somebody take care of me. I can't do this. Oh, my mom. Oh, Padme. Oh, Obi-Wan.
Oh, my God.
The worst. Nobody wants that crap.
That's the worst, but that impression was the best. I'm excited, though. I'm not excited for Battlefront, although, you know, I'm mostly EA, it seems like they learned a lesson, because they put out that, what's that mech game? I can't remember the name of it. Shit. They have a game with mechs, so it's like a first-person shooter, but you can like get in and out of mechs. There was no stories. It was just online play, and that was pretty much it. Then they did the same thing with Battlefront. There was like no solo campaign. There's just, you go online, and people are bitching. Which, even with the story of the merged version, I'm probably not going to get it, but at least now I might rent it just to play through the story and be done with it. But at least I learned a lesson that, you know, if you're going to make a game and charge people $70, you better damn well put in like a solo campaign just so people can play through, or,
yeah.
You know, hey, my internet's not working, but I still want to play this game.
Yeah.
Maybe you have some version for me to do there, huh?
That's a huge deal breaker.
Yeah. But the third person action game and the narrative game,
yeah,
I'm very excited.
We'll have to see when they actually release some stuff on it, because, like, they were very vague with that stuff, so I'm assuming it's still a ways out.
They are, but I'm assuming.
Battlefront's supposed to be next year, right?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You weren't supposed to do what?
Oh, assume. I'm assuming they're going to have a team from BioWare working on the Star Wars games, but.
Yeah.
That's not promised, right?
That would be great, though. That would be a big selling point for those games, I think.
I'm not sure how many people are still there. Like, I don't know if they. I know they lost some. Well, I don't know if they lost. I know the team that they had in place for, like, the MMO.
Yeah.
Kind of got displaced. I know they took people off the game. I don't know if they. Or fire, there's a sign of other things. So hopefully they're still in-house, and they still have the same, like, team, but I'll give it a try.
Sometimes change is good. You never know. They could still make a good game.
When is change ever good?
Sometimes it is good.
When?
I don't know.
Name a time.
What do you want to go personal with this? I don't know what you want from me.
Say it.
Like, they, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to think of a...
Yeah, no, you can't.
That's not true. I'm trying to think of something that they remade that was good.
Speaking of remaking, you're excited about this. And on a PC is not.
Yeah, let's talk about Skyrim Remastered.
Skyrim Remastered.
That's coming out this fall.
Yeah.
Well, you will never see me again after November.
Why? You've already played the game.
I don't even care. I've got probably 600 plus hours into Skyrim. I will play this game all over again. I don't even care. Because the thing is you're going to get a brand new remastered game, and it looks
remastered.
Beautiful. Oh, God. It's going to be remastered for three... not three.
I need you to buy a PC, Jessica.
I need you to calm down. I ain't going to do it. I already told you I'm not going to do PC gaming. Why are you so upset about this? Okay, just let me geek out about Skyrim for a minute and about how they're going to be releasing mods onto the consoles. I am excited about this. This is going to be like a whole new world for me. I'm going to go back in and restart my Skyrim game. It's going to be beautiful, especially since I'm not going to get Elder Scrolls 6 for at least 5 years. So I need to at least keep it current with something. But the game looks, I mean, they've completely redone the graphics, and they've really done well switching it over to the Xbox One. It looks amazing. I can't wait to try it. I cannot wait.
I guess I shouldn't poo-poo it. It's just, I hear remastered. I'm just like, I just get the... I don't know. When you play it on PC, it's like, well, why are you remastering it? Are you have it?
Well, from what I read is that if you've already bought the game and all the DLC, which I'm sure most people have...
No, if you bought the Legendary Edition...
I thought it was if you bought all the DLC, too, you could go ahead and get the upgrade for free. Is that not correct? I thought that's what I read. We'll have to do some research if anybody's listening to this.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm pretty sure that they said that they would honor that if you had already purchased it. But if it's only the Legendary Edition, then yeah, I am fucked, and I'll have to buy like the whole game over.
Yeah.
Including DLC, which sucks. Or I could just go buy the Legendary Edition.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or I could download it. So, either way.
Steam. Well, no, you don't have Steam. Never mind.
I could just download it from the Xbox Store. Microsoft Store. Whatever. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's one of my all-time favorite games. So, and I'll probably be just as immersed in it as I was the first 18 times I've played this game.
You know what? My only thing was I was just kind of like... All right, so you don't have a new game coming. I understand that. Like, it takes time to develop a game. But if you're going to remaster something, can we, like, Oblivion or Morrowind remaster? Like, something we haven't played in a while? Like, I just played Skyrim.
You know what?
I played it last year. But I'm like, you're going to remaster one of your games. Let's go back a bit. Like, Morrowind remastered. Like, that
would be
great.
You know how much more work remastering Morrowind would be than remastering Skyrim?
Which tells me everything I need about this. That's just for money.
But then they're probably have... Okay. I do agree with you. I would love to play a Morrowind that has been remastered for Xbox One. I would absolutely love to play that. However, I think that they're probably budgeting, because they said they have two huge releases, big releases, prior to even releasing an Elder Scrolls 6, which tells me it's going to be a while. And they're probably putting all their money into those games, which one of them I think is probably that freaking, God, what is that game? God. It just re-released Doom. What's that other one?
Quake?
Quake, thank you. They're re-releasing that. They made a new one. Nobody cares. Looks like, I don't
care. People do care, actually.
You know who doesn't care? It's me.
You, yeah.
Because I wanted my Elder Scrolls 6. That's what I wanted. I didn't want some more online crap.
Which is more reason why I want Morrowind remastered. I just finished Skyrim.
Well, that's your fault for only playing it for the first time last year. That game's been out for like 7 years.
It's not been out for 7 years.
It came out in 2011.
Did it come out in 2011?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
I'm pretty sure it tells me that you're just guessing.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Do you want me to drag you outside right now and fight you?
Came out 2011. Late 2011.
Oh, did I say 2011?
Oh my God.
Did I say that?
Nobody likes to know it all. You know that, right?
Oh, excuse me, because you don't rub it in my face when you're right about something. It's because you doubted me. That's why I'm rubbing it in your face.
Everyone doubts you.
They shouldn't, because I know what I'm talking about.
You're not Gwen Stefani. You get doubted.
Oh, Jesus.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. I wasn't going to reward you for that.
Why not?
I remember the exact time. I remember it was November of
11th. Yeah, because it's 11-11-11, you jackass.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Because I remember turning it on for the first time and it was like, magic!
Was it like magic?
It really was. I was very happy. Until I saw my first dragon and died.
Yeah. Okay, so fine. It's been like 5 years. But still.
That's a long time.
Pretty recent.
It's not that recent. It's enough time for them to give me a new game.
Yeah, it's definitely enough. They gave you a new game. You just refused.
They gave. I don't want.
I understand, but what you're saying is they gave me a new game and I refuse to play it.
I'll just play their old one then that they remastered. Right.
You really should play a new one though.
I probably should, but I'm probably not gonna.
I think your understanding of MMOs is the old school MMOs, like EverQuest.
It's not that, okay?
The original World of Warcraft, where you had to play with other people. You could not make it to that game by yourself.
Fine.
The new MMOs are single-player games that just happen to have other people around.
I'll make a deal with you.
Okay, God, I hate your deals. So, don't tell me. If I watch 7 seasons of a show, you know I won't like, you'll play 3 hours of this game. Is that the deal?
No, if you get caught up on Game of Thrones so we can talk about it next week, I will go out and buy Elder Scrolls Online this weekend.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
Anyway. Yeah, they only have, like, what, 3 episodes left?
Just 2 episodes left.
Yeah, I was already going to start.
I hate you so
much. It's a deal.
That sounds like a deal to me. You still need to work on The Walking Dead, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to, so Skyrim Remaster coming out this fall. You guys, go get it. It's going to be amazing. You can do mods. Don't listen to Rashad. He's a hater.
Haters going to hate.
Haters are going to hate. Hate, hate, hate.
What? What just happened?
You don't hear Taylor Swift every time you say haters gonna hate?
No. I thought you hated Taylor Swift.
I do. But that does not mean that song does not worm its way into your head.
I guess.
True story, bro. Okay. Anyway. So next.
Why don't you go into Fallout 4? Because I got the feeling you were excited about that.
You know, I don't actually play Fallout 4. But I am excited for James. He got very excited when I told him about this. They're releasing a whole bunch of stuff, like building components into Fallout 4. And this is probably all going to be out within the next few months. I'm not going to go into all of it because I don't really care. But there is Build Your Own Vault, where you can actually, you know, actually build your own vault, which like it says. But you can actually put like vault dwellers in it and you can have them like doing things. Like you can actually do like experiments on them and stuff like that. I don't know if you've played their handheld game, like their phone game.
Oh no.
Okay, it's pretty fun, but like it's kind of like a large version of that, but you can actually do it within your Fallout 4 game, which is going to be pretty neat. And they do have a VR version of Fallout 4 coming out, which I think sounds very terrifying, but what are you going to do? So there is that. So, but James is very excited about the Build Your Own Vault, so he'll probably be building for like 18 days in a row and I won't ever see him again.
Yeah, bigger, short, more read life.
That stuff does get very addicting, though, when you start doing that. I can see why Minecraft is so popular, because, like, yeah, people love to build shit.
Yeah. But Star Wars are going to do something like that. And it was, yeah.
I mean, it's easy to get in. I mean, like, they did that in Skyrim, where they let you build your own house and stuff like that. And then they're going to have, like, you get to, like, build elevators in Fallout 4 and all this other stuff. So it's going to be nuts. There's just going to be, like, all sorts of crazy things. You could build, like, these contraptions where you can, like, put all your supplies, like, your building supplies, like, onto this conveyor belt, and it, like, separates them for you, and they went crazy. But, you know, it must make them happy, so. Yeah, that's Fallout 4 stuff, and that's all going to be out within the next couple of months, so they won't have to wait long for that at all.
Not like you.
Not like me, having to wait till... I really don't have to wait that long for a lot of stuff, so I'm kind of happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
So I think, yeah, you won't see me ever again after October,
I'm
so.
I'm just saying, like I said, 63%.
I'll be like, let's talk about this game. Oh, okay, I'm pretty sure that Dishonored 2 is coming out. I'm pretty sure that Skyrim Remastered is coming out.
Well, yeah, Skyrim's not coming. They don't do any work. The work's already done.
Yeah, they remastered it.
Okay.
Don't be such a butthole. Don't be such a hater. You want to talk about the Batman Telltale game?
Yes.
That looks great.
It does. I haven't played any of their stuff, like the Walking Dead Telltale stuff, but I always hear great things about their games.
I hear. I've played the first season of the Game of Thrones one.
Oh, and that's it right, was Game of Thrones.
Great. Very stressful, but great. I need to download the rest of the seasons. I just forgot about it. It wasn't that I hated the game or anything. It's just that I'm like, you know, they only release them so many at a time. But this Batman game looks really good. Like, the screenshots look great. Like, the character design looks very comic booky. Like, they look very authentic. I'm interested to see what kind of decision making is going to go into this. Like, Batman, should I kill this person? Smash his head into the ground, kill him. But, yeah, I can't wait to see it. Troy Baker is doing the voice of Bats. So that'd be pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I preferred, what's his name? Timothy Kevin Connelly. Connelly.
What? Kevin Connelly. Are you Googling that right now? I hear you typing. He's like, I doubt her. I bet it's not his name. I bet his name's not Kevin Connelly.
Kevin Connelly?
Isn't that his... That's his name.
Kevin Conroy.
Oh, Conroy. That was close.
The Kevin part sounded right, but I was like, the last name doesn't sound right.
You didn't know either one of those things.
Okay.
So who's still the bigger fan? Oh, he's Ginger. Did you know that?
Try not to think about it.
So you did know, and you're just like, no, the man is still a soul.
He did a video with the guy from Wings that did the Batman voice for the movies, I think.
He does have a great voice. But yeah, that's going to be a fun game, I think. I can't wait to see like all the characters they introduce and stuff like that. So download it, guys, when it comes out on your consoles or Steam or whatever, however you play your games. However you obtain your things.
I'm not.
So, what you got?
Maybe what I got.
I got one more thing. I feel like I'm doing a lot of the talking today.
You are. You're very...
very excited about E3.
Yeah. I'm
sorry, I can't help it. You know what I just realized? Is what? That Comic-Con is next month, so...
I know. Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to Comic-Con, and I didn't tell you about it. Yeah. Whatever. But we will have plenty to talk about next month, too.
Did I tell you I was going?
You're going?
No, I'm kidding. I was talking with
you.
Thank you
so much. I'm sorry. There's one last thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
And then you can have the floor. So, I know you don't play Witcher 3.
Right.
But I do. And I love it. And there is this, and I've talked about this game in the game called Gwent. It's a card game. I hated it at first. Then I started playing it because it makes you play. And I love that game. I will play Gwent over doing quests any time of day. If I find somebody I haven't played against, I'm like, I need your special card. Play me now. I don't care that your kid has been kidnapped by a ghost.
For people that don't know, Jessica is an epic procrastinator.
That's true. I will put off every single quest in The Witcher 3 to play Gwent. But anyway, they are releasing a Gwent-only game later this year. And I cannot be more excited about it. I hear there's a physical version coming out, like actual cards. And if that happens, my life is over.
Oh, God. I see you.
I'm buying it, and I'm going to make everybody play it.
Yep. My first thought is going to invite people over. They're going to come over for a good time. But no.
I'm like, all right, guys, we're about to play some Gwent, and they're going to love it. It is so fun. I know you don't believe me, but it is really – it's great. It's just – it's so addicting. And then, like, once you get the mechanics of it, like, once you start feeling comfortable with it, it's just – you're just like, I just want to do this. I don't even give a shit about what's going on in the rest of this game. But I signed up for they're releasing the beta later in the year, and they're going to let people try it out. So I signed up, and hopefully they'll choose me. So if they do, I'll let you know how it turns out.
Who's making the game?
Why did you ask me that question? Because I didn't write it down. Sorry. Who made the Witcher game? It's like Red something.
Okay.
It's a Warner Brothers property, is it not? Pretty sure.
It's fine. I was just curious.
Damn it, Rashad.
It's fine.
I put that down. My notes are bad. I'm sorry, everyone. I failed you.
It's nothing new.
I heard that. Did you mean to mumble a little bit harder on that? Because I totally heard you.
No, I'm not scared of you, so it's fine.
It's only because you live 18 states away. People now think you live in Canada.
Yeah. You can't count states, apparently.
Shut up. I know where you live.
Listen, A.
A?
It's about time you get your act together.
God. How come your southern accent is, like, non-existent? Just, you've been living with the Northerners too long.
Yeah.
But, so, anyway, that's all the news that I had. So, if you would like to share news.
Not really. I don't have anything. I've been watching Preacher, which is amazing. Oh, I went to go see Turtles.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me about that.
No, you don't act like you didn't know it was coming up, because you sighed. As soon as you sighed, I knew what you were doing.
I was like, really? Are we going to talk about Turtles again?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about Turtles.
It was like you thought. It was all nostalgia.
Damn it. Oh, of course it was.
I mean, I appreciate the nostalgia parts. Like, Cowboy and Bebop. Here's my problem, right? The Cowboy and Bebop were like, they were probably the best part of that movie. Like, the actors they got for it were perfect. Like, every time they were on screen, like, you were smiling. It was good, but...
Isn't one of them Tyler Perry?
No. Tyler Perry's back to... Remember the dad from Malcolm in the Middle? Remember the kid in the wheelchair? I can't remember his name. Steve?
Do you mean the dad from Malcolm in the Middle? That's Walter White.
No, the other dad.
Bryan Cranston. That's who that is.
The black dad. His son was in the wheelchair.
Stevie.
Remember his dad? He plays...
Yes.
He's in there. Another guy I don't know. It was like somewhere. Other guy, I don't know who it was, really? But they were so perfect that movie, but they weren't in there enough. Like, I think they actually fight the turtles maybe once, and it's like barely a fight, I don't know. It's not enough interaction. Most of the time they're fighting like Casey Jones or some bullshit. I'm like, I don't want to see that. I want to see them fighting the turtles. That's right, the fight scene they have with the turtles, they're on a plane, so as you can imagine, all those people on a plane, the plane doesn't last long.
They're fighting on a plane? That seems very irresponsible of the turtles.
Yeah.
Mm.
It does seem very responsible.
So how was Green Arrow in this movie? Stephen Amell.
He wasn't bad.
Casey Jones.
Yeah. I mean,
was, what's her name? Megan Fox.
There was less of her, so that was
Thank
good.
Thank God. Yeah, that's probably a bonus. For
like, the first movie was kind of like more her movie with the turtles showing up periodically. I think, I'm guessing what happened was they didn't really have the money for the CGI the turtles that much, and this time, since the first movie made money, like, okay, we'll give more turtles, so the turtles are actually kind of the main focus this time around, which was nice. It was a nice change.
It is about them.
Yeah, it's like, it is who you're going to see.
Well, that's like when you went to go see the Godzilla movie and didn't really get to see Godzilla. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
It's like, you really, that's why you're going to see that
movie. I didn't see it. Like, I saw the trailers, I'm just like,
I saw it.
He's too big. I'm like, watching the trailers, like, he's way too big.
It's just...
How do you fight something that big? Where is it something that big even to hide?
What I was expecting and what I got were two different things. I was expecting more like Pacific Rim type monsters. Yeah. I did not get that at all. I got sad little Godzilla every now and then, and it made me upset. Yeah. I guess you can't just like recreate the magic of Pacific Rim every time you want to, though. Because that movie is so fun. You know?
Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's like, you don't like it, do you?
No, it's fine. I'm happy John Boyega is a lead character in the new one.
He's just such a precious little thing.
Which, I'm kind of confused, because I thought he didn't have a son. I thought the whole reason that he was training that girl was because he didn't have a child to pass on to.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. She got abandoned. I mean, her parents died in, like, one of the first kaiju attacks, so...
Yeah, I thought there was a bit about, like, him raising her like his kid. Because he didn't have a kid.
I've seen that movie like 25 times. I don't remember.
I haven't seen that many times, so you might be right.
No, I think what happened is he just kind of took her. But here's what I'm thinking either happened. Either he didn't know about this kid, John Boyega, or he's just been gone. Because, like, Idris Elba is dead in that movie. So,
it's a shame.
It is a shame because he's a badass. He was awesome. I love that movie so much. But I am excited to see John Boyega. And I think, like, he's got, like, a production company. I do believe, and they're supposed to be helping produce it, I do believe.
Good for him.
I know, I'm so excited for him. He's going to be in Star Wars. Well, he is in Star Wars. And he's going to be in Pacific Rim, and he's just doing all the good things.
Did you watch Attack the Block yet?
No.
You need to. Oh, I started watching today. I didn't get to finish. I started watching Attack on Titan. The movie.
And?
Yeah, it's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I don't like it. Like, I've only seen the trailers, and pretty much enough for me. I mean, Titans are creepy, man.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't scared because it's so unbelievable, but I'm just like, man, this is creepy.
It's their faces.
Yeah.
The way they move their bodies.
And when their faces are real people. Like, in the cartoon, it's still kind of creepy, but it's a cartoon, but when it's, like, actual people, you're like, oh, yeah, it's actually extra creepy.
That is some creepy shit. Like, I don't know who thought that up, but that person needs therapy. Because that scares me. And then they eat people, so then that's really terrifying.
Yeah.
So how much of it have you watched?
I got 40 minutes into it or so.
Oh, nice. I'm interested to see it, but I'm also horribly scared of it. So I don't know which emotion is going to win out. So, probably curiosity. I did watch 10 Cloverfield Lane the other day.
Oh, I'd like it.
Did you watch it?
No. I meant to. I really did.
I like parts of it, but I don't like the ending. And I think that's the general consensus of this movie. Like, the first hour or so of it is great. It's very scary. It's very terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the ending, it goes very sci-fi at the end. Like, more than I anticipated. And I think they're very misleading by calling it 10 Cloverfield Lane. If it's not going to be, like, in the same universe.
So the back... Excuse me. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was done with that comment.
I was going to say, the backstory of that is, originally I heard... It was a safe room? Originally it was a different movie. It was called a different thing.
Yeah.
So it was pretty much the same movie. It was called something else. And then I think maybe J.J. Abrams' production company like came across it. They're like, you know, I think they were like, we could work this into our universe, you know, put our name on it. Because without the 10 Cloverfield, like without the Cloverfield thing on it, I don't know how well it would have done. But I think the Cloverfield name definitely brought people in. So they're like, you know, we'll just maybe change some parts of the story, put the Cloverfield name in the title, and then just release it.
But it doesn't tie into Cloverfield at all.
At all.
Yeah. At all.
Which makes sense, since it was originally something different.
I mean, it does make sense, but then you can't really name it that and then expect people not to be confused as to why it doesn't play into Cloverfield. Because you are expecting to see... not even necessarily see Cloverfield, or Clover, whatever they call her, but you at least want to see, like, the lice or something. You know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You want to see some kind of connection to it. I don't know. It was very strange, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody that wants to watch it, because it's an interesting movie, and John Goodman is fucking terrifying in that movie. It scared the crap out of me. And it is very fascinating. A lot of it is, it's more like a thriller, I guess I would say.
You kind of forget how good of an actor John Goodman is.
He is very underrated, and people need to, like, respect him more, because he's awesome. Yeah. He's really good. He can play just about anything. Like, he can play serious, and he can do comedy really well, so... I don't know, but he scared the crap out of me. I was like, that is a big man to be threatening people, because that would scare me. Because not only is he big, but he's tall.
Yeah.
So, just a terrifying combination. But, so yeah, it was okay. You should definitely check it out.
I will. Yeah,
just don't be expecting to see Cloverfield at the end of it.
I wasn't.
Which is sad, because I really love Cloverfield.
Like, the fact that the movie was pretty much made without anyone being aware of it, I was kind of like, they probably don't have the budget to have, like, a monster in there.
Well, they made it. I mean, even Cloverfield didn't have a huge budget.
That's true.
When they made it. I mean, it's all found footage. And then the monster, you don't even see till like, really, fully until the end. You don't even see her face till the end. Oh, I love that movie.
Is it a her?
I call it a her. I think they call it a her.
I mean, if I saw a giant monster, I probably called her her, too.
But, yeah. So, what else you got, buddy? Anything else? There's so much. There is a lot to talk about. I've forgotten a lot about it.
I have something, but I'll just save it for next week, just because it's kind of a long topic. It's not really relevant to the week. No, not really. I haven't seen anything. I still haven't seen X-Men or World of Warcraft.
I haven't seen it either. I'm not going to see Warcraft. I don't know how I feel about X-Men.
And that's fine. I feel like it's probably more for the fans.
Warcraft?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not what everybody's saying about it.
What I've been hearing is, like, I've heard a lot of negative things, but the people who absolutely love it are fans. Because one of the great explanation I heard, one of the guys is like, you know, he went to see it with a friend. He was like, oh yeah, like, he played the games, like the board game, like the strategy games and the MMO.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, a lot of backstory was already there. Like, he saw somebody.
Aww.
He's like, oh yeah, that's, you know, he automatically knows who they are, what their history is. But his friend's kind of like, he's like, they kept introducing characters and there's no like, who's this guy supposed to be? Like, you know, he didn't quite understand.
Oh.
He's kind of wishing there had been more backstory, that kind of thing. He's like, oh, yeah, no, it's all there, which it's there, but it's not quite there for anyone new. Like, if you're new to it, then it's not there for you.
Yeah, it's for the fans.
You need to do research. Yeah.
It's a love story to the fans.
Yeah.
I wish more movies were like that.
It's hard to do that, right? Because
it is.
It's great for the fans, but anything with anyone else is kind of like left out in the cold.
Yeah, that's kind of the, you know what? I take that back because that's one of the things I bitched about Batman versus Superman. Yeah. Just call me Captain Hypocrite.
So, let's go back to what you were talking about earlier with the Star Wars, how the editors getting involved. So they showed that trailer for the Ultimate Edition cut, and like we expected, there's this whole thing in Africa where this shit happens, and they cut all that out.
Are you talking about Star Wars, or are you talking about...
No, Batman.
Oh, okay, Africa. You're talking about Batman versus...
There's no African
Star Wars. I thought you were talking about Star Wars, and I was like, what?
But yeah, you know that part in the beginning where the whole movie rests on, where they're talking about, did Superman kill people? Like, the whole movie is about what happened in Africa, and they cut it out, so you're just like, what are you talking about?
He goes to save Lois, right?
Yeah, they're like, what are you... I mean, he did kill that one guy.
Oh, that guy's dead.
Yeah, he totally killed that guy. And that's, I don't know why Zack Snyder doesn't understand that you can't push a normal human being through a wall.
A stone 10 wall? More feet.
Yeah, and he's not dead. That dude's totally dead.
With superhuman strength. That guy's insides are liquid.
Yeah.
Like, his organs completely mush. And he's dead.
That. So, yes, your Superman's still
He did dead. Not have to do that. He is Superman.
It's so over the top. Can you imagine, like, a whole... Never mind, I won't get into it. It's too political.
Yeah,
but they did this whole thing about the movie where it's talking about he goes to court, like one of the main parts of the movie where the guy did suicide bombs rests on what happens to that thing. They cut it all out because the people at the studio were like, well, this is, I don't know what the reasoning was, this is too long or it's not needed or whatever the reasoning was, it absolutely was needed to the movie. I don't know if that would have made a better movie, but it would have made a little bit more sense.
Well, I mean,
and we kind of put together ourselves, but you're still kind of like, when did he have time to kill people?
Nobody put it together themselves.
I mean, I assume something else happened, but you're just like, we only saw him kill one people. Like, he got there. The other people killed with bullets, so I was like, did they think Superman used a gun? Because I had that real thought. I was like, wait, do they think Superman, like, showed up with a gun and shot those other guys? Like, is that what's happening? Is everyone in this universe stupid? I'm confused.
How hilarious would that be if Superman shot somebody?
That's worse than Batman having a gun.
I kind of want to see it. Just to see it. Just to say, I saw Superman shoot someone with a gun. Listen, I don't know what to tell you about that, because I haven't even watched that trailer, because it makes me so angry that they have to release a 4-hour movie to make up for the shit movie that they released in the theater. So, they say, this is the good version. This is the movie that makes sense. Why didn't you just make that movie to begin with?
Yeah.
Why did you release the shit version?
And they know it didn't make sense, because, like, 3 days after release, they're releasing stuff on YouTube, like, oh, here's a deleted scene with Lex Luthor talking to one of the New Gods, or one of Darkseid's followers, because they knew the last scene where he's in that prison cell talking about, you don't know what's coming. You're like, well, how does he know what's coming? Because you never showed us that. So even they knew it didn't make sense. They knew this stuff should have been in there. It's just...
They did not show any inclination that Darkseid is coming at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. It's not like at the end of Avengers when you see Thanos' face. It's like, you're just like, he's like, oh, the TikTok was the clue. I'm like, what? How is that a fucking clue? Like, who are you even talking to right now? Like, get out of here, Zack Snyder. Everybody hates you. God, I can't stand him. He's just so, I don't know if he's arrogant or just stupid. Or a combination of both. Like, he's just the worst. He's just, makes garbage. And then he's mad that people don't get it. I'm like, you made a nonsense movie. Like, why are you mad at the fans? The fans should be mad at you, which obviously they are.
He's insisting, well, this movie's for the fans.
No, it's not.
That's what he's saying. This is for the fans, not the critics. I'm like, no.
That movie is not for anybody.
It's not for anybody, yeah.
Ego. That is who that movie is.
This is for your masturbatory fantasies about killing people.
That is exactly right. It is not for anybody. It's not for the fans. It's not for the critics. It's really not for anybody but Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
It's upsetting to me.
Granted, some fans do like it, which is fine. You're allowed to like what you want to like, but it's not made for the fans.
It's not made for fans that actually know what's supposed to be happening.
Hey, hey, hey.
What? I said it. I don't care. Let's start internet fights. Like how sweet you are to the fans. And I'm just like, fuck it. I'm like, this movie is garbage and you shouldn't like it.
I know. Well, I don't want to say anyone's, like, I don't know. Maybe if you like it, I understand why you might like it, but it's not made for you. If you do like that movie, good on you, but that movie is not made for you. You deserve a better movie.
You do deserve a better movie. You deserve a better Batman. You deserve a better Superman. And you deserve a movie that actually makes sense, and you do not deserve Doomsday to be a piece of rock turd, okay? You don't. You don't deserve that. And you definitely don't get to, like, poo-poo the Justice League into these little bit characters, okay? You don't get to do that.
With their own logos already created by...
God, I hate everything in that movie. I do. I hate it so much. Oh, let me click this folder with the lightning bolt. Oh,
So it's a secret, but you still hired a graphic designer to make a logo, right?
Somebody explain that to me. And if I could just talk to him for, like, 30 minutes, I'd be like, what the fuck, man? What are you doing?
I think what bothers me is that there is a good movie in there. Mm-hmm. Like, so,
it's 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that I've been hating on that movie a lot, but I just can't. I can't reconcile with it. And I've only seen it once, but I know how much I hate it. And I've read enough stuff, and that's the thing about it, is like, I've never seen a movie receive so much, like, assistance after it's been released. Like, most of the press happens before. But with this movie, they're like, well, here's a video. Here's an explanation. Here's what happened to this guy. Here's what happened to this one. Here's where this scene happened. You're going to get a 4-hour director's cut later on. So you'll actually understand. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Makes me mad. Kill Jimmy Olsen in the first 10 seconds. He's a CIA agent. Get off my freaking back. I can't deal with that. He was just... I mean, it's not even... I would say he was just making fan service, but he's not even making fan service because it's bad fan service, and it's not even for people who actually like that stuff.
Yeah. I'd say fan service isn't killing off, like, a lifelong character without giving their name. You
know? Without giving their name! Without even introducing that character! That is upsetting. People should really be mad about this.
Yeah.
They should be as upset as that.
I'm going to change the name of this podcast to Justin Rashad Hate Back Zack Snyder.
That's true. We should have our own podcast for just that. But then, like, what if he, like, hears it, and he's like, well, yeah, sue these people for slander. Hey, free publicity.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you typing?
Nothing.
Rashad's like, let's look up ways to block Zack Snyder for podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah, well,
I
guess I need to watch that trailer.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you watch the trailer, and it doesn't make the movie look perfect. But there were things I saw where I was like, oh, yeah. No, you actually, everything I saw, which sounds terrible because the movie's already long, but even at 2 hours and 33 minutes, everything I saw in that trailer was like, yeah, you probably should have kept that in the movie.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, man? There's only so much you can... I don't know. I wish they would just give it up.
You did this with Watchmen. They released Watchmen. It was however long. And then there was, like, the Watchmen the Director's Cut, which was a little bit longer. Then there was, like, Watchmen Ultimate Edition.
I don't hate Watchmen.
I don't. It's weird, because I know a lot of people hate the ending. I don't hate the ending. I get why they did the ending the way they did it. It's fine. But there's just something about it, right? Because he kind of shot it shot for shot, like, the graphic novel is pretty much, it's more or less shot for shot. But something doesn't feel right about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching it shot for shot, but you're still kind of like, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I haven't watched that movie in a really long time.
I'll let you borrow it. I have 2 copies.
I have it. I'm good. Yeah. Thank you, though.
All right. I was saying, I have 2
Thank
copies.
Thank you, Mr. 18 States Away. I'll let you borrow my movie. Are you going to, like, FedEx it to me?
Don't you know? We have great shipping up here.
A.
If there's any Canadians listening, I'm so sorry. I love Canada. I have some good friends from Canada. So
he's never been to Canada.
I've never been there. I have friends from there, though.
I want to go to Canada very badly. So, I have nothing against Canada. You're the one doing the horrible accent.
All right, Jess. Do you have anything
else?
All
right, Sean. No, I think that's it. We don't have a game this week. Sorry, guys.
We don't.
Too much E3. Unless Rashad wants to talk about anything.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know.
Only thing I really brought was my downer news about 62% of the games not being released.
That is a huge downer. I wish you had never told me that.
I know. Once I heard that, I was like, oh, I'm a lot less excited now.
Well, I am pretty confident that the games I'm excited about are going to be released, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be released. So, you know. But that's all I have for today. Shall we tell the people where to reach us at?
Yeah. Oh, and I never introduced you. Everyone, this is Jessica.
Hey.
She's my co-host.
You can call me Jess.
Okay.
I can't believe you're introducing me at the end of the podcast.
We didn't have time.
If they're listening to episode 6, hopefully they know who I am by now. My name is in the title.
It's actually the lead.
That was your choice, not mine.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying it's in the lead, so hopefully they figured it out.
I'm the star, you guys.
Play us out, Jessica.
All right, guys, you can reach us at JNRGeekoutPod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Please hit us up. You can email us at JessAndRashadGeekouts@gmail.com. Please send us stuff. Please add us on your social media. I post a lot to the Twitter and Facebook pages, so sometimes I share things that you'll like. Sometimes I will share things that I like. So, and I try to balance it out. But, you know, let us know how we're doing. Please review and subscribe on iTunes. You can get us on iTunes, Podomatic, and Google Play now, right?
Correct. That is correct.
So download it, subscribe, let us know how we're doing. If there's anything that you want us to cover, let us know. We will research it if we don't know anything about it, allegedly. We'll Wikipedia it at least. Anything else, buddy?
No, that's everything.
Well, thanks, guys, for stopping by, and I'm sure next week will be even more.
Next week's going to be great.
Yeah, it is going to be great. I can't wait.
Thinking about doing like a weekly comic book suggestion.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
I really like that idea, buddy. You should totally. You know what? I like that idea. I'm writing it down. Rashad's Weekly Comic Book Corner. That's what we're going to name it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.